The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Here's a message that you find only in the Gospel of Mark, an image. And he says, here's what the kingdom of God is like. It's like a man who scatters the seed on the land and it sprouts and it grows, but he knows not how. Of its own accord comes first the blade, then the ear, and at last the full grain in the ear. With the message that spiritual growth is visible to everybody, but the power that makes it grow remains a mystery. It's clear when someone is a friend of God. You don't even have to be a Mother Teresa of Calcutta or a St. Francis of Assisi. You know, Jesus himself said, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Charity can't be hidden forever, even if you might not see every work of it. What's not as visible at all is the power that makes it happen in the first place. Okay, so to understand that power, let's first consider the enormous potential that is locked up in the sacraments. Consider this fact. The greatest saints in history had the exact same baptism that you had. The greatest friends of God down through the ages received the exact same Eucharist that you received. No different whatsoever. What was different was their cooperation with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, what was that cooperation? Well, this is something that I think it's particularly hard for Americans to understand. We tend to think that spiritual growth happens during times of spiritual highs. You know, you're filled with gratitude for God for all of his blessings and your heart's overflowing with praise and you just want to shout and sing and clap and proclaim from the rooftops God's goodness, but that is not the time when your spirit grows closer to the Lord. It's not in times of joy and happiness and consolation. It's rather in times of dryness, darkness, sadness, doubt, failure, defeat, and humility. When you praise the Lord through such times nonetheless, giving him praise and thanks for what you do not understand, that's when your spirit grows. You know, St. Paul writes to Timothy here in our first reading, and he says, "Bear your share of the hardship for the sake of the gospel." A lot of times we have a hard time remembering that there must be hardship for the sake of the gospel. And there must be. There's no way around it. It's hard to forgive, isn't it? It's very, very hard to do. It's hard to have the discipline that makes the virtue of chastity possible. It's hard to have the discipline to have a regular prayer life. Get people saying, "Oh, you know, I don't set aside time to prayer because, you see, my work is my prayer." I'm like, you're fooling yourself. It's hard to set aside time for prayer. It takes discipline. It's not easy. Or to go to Mass or holy days of obligation or all these things. Heck, it's hard to be different from everybody else, isn't it? Yeah, 200,000 years of human history. We've lived those most of that time as hunter-gatherers. And our safety has been being part of the group. We don't like to be different from the group. We like to be just like everybody else. But you can't be a Catholic and be just like everybody else. And it's hard. It's very, very hard. But in that lies the power. Because what we proclaim is nothing less than love. And the stuff love is made out of is sacrifice. And sacrifice is made out of self-forgetfulness. And self-forgetfulness is very, very hard for selfish people. And we're all in that group. St. Paul says to Timothy once again here back in our first reading, God did not give you a spirit of cowardice. He gave you the power of love and of self-control. You know one of my favorite little facts about the Bible? You know what the original Greek word is for power? It's dynamos. That's the root word for dynamite. You want to know where the spiritual dynamite lies in your life? It's in your ability to receive with faith those things which you would ordinarily, by your nature, want to run away from, all those hardships and difficulties that you nonetheless praise and thank God for. And so, you know, today here on this feast of St. Timothy and Titus, let's just remember to persevere and press on, even when we don't understand, because I tell you this, God will never fail your trust. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saints Timothy and Titus, pray for us.